This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The severe storm which devastated the Highmore area last week involved straight-line winds exceeding 130 miles per hour. But despite that number, the destructive system did not meet the criteria as a derecho. State climatologist Laura Edwards with SDSU Extension reports the National Weather Service has labeled it a mini derecho.
Because it meets most of the criteria except for the width of the path, which has to be 100 kilometers to meet the derecho criteria. But all other metrics by the distance traveled, the wind speeds, you know, other things like that, it does meet the criteria for derecho.
The storm started in southwest South Dakota and tracked through the state, exiting in Roberts County in the northeast. At Highmore, the South Dakota Mesonet, along with a second nearby station, recorded the peak wind speed of 131 miles per hour.
It was certainly a very significant event that occurred at about 6:25 in the morning on that June 29th.
Edwards states no official state record for wind speed exists for South Dakota, but state climate specialists are looking to submit the Highmore speed for the record books. Just a few days later, a second severe storm caused damage in Huron, DeSmet, and surrounding areas, with winds peaking between 80 and 100 miles per hour. Edwards reports the Highmore system and the Huron storms are not related. However, late June into July is South Dakota's peak season for severe summer storms. For more climate details, visit extension.sdstate.edu.